Hey, joining us right now on the show, as she does every Friday at 3:30, to talk about your Houston Texans, ESPN's own Sarah Barshop. Sarah, welcome to the program.
Thanks. Great to talk to you after the Astros, you know, rudely interrupted our weekly segment last Friday.
Yeah, I know. And let's get to that because we got a lot of ground to make up since we didn't have you on last week. Thoughts on that Falcons game and how this team played?
I think this is probably best case scenario for this offense, obviously. Deshaun Watson, had to be the best game of his career. And it reminded me a lot of that Seattle game where we saw him and Russell Wilson, his rookie year, just kind of trading touchdowns. It was a lot of fun to watch, and it kind of gives you an idea of, even without Kenny Stills, just how dangerous this offense can be. I do think you have to take it with a grain of salt. Of course, it was against the Falcons, who I believe are now 1-4. So, you know, that's not what you expect every week, but certainly it shows you just how good they can be.
We're speaking with Sarah Barshop here on ESPN 97.5. So what is the overall feel going against a team like the Kansas City Chiefs, despite coming off that loss against the Colts? How confident is this team going into Kansas City?
They're confident, you know, but as you would expect them to be against any team, you know, they, especially after the offense they put up last week, they feel like they can hang with any team. I will say, I talked to a couple guys who said the Chiefs are such a good team, but maybe they catch them at the right time, right? Like, maybe if Mahomes is still a very good quarterback, but if he's dealing with the ankle injury and if Tyreek Hill or Sammy Watkins don't play, obviously that helps the Texans. So the Texans feel confident, but I do think they feel that way every week too.
A lot of people talk about the moves in the offseason, one of those being Tashaun Gibson getting added to this team. And our Fred Fowler from the Blitz was one of the ones leading the charge, saying, look, the Texans have struggled with covering the tight end, and this is why the Texans went out and got Gibson, was to, for games like this against a tight end like Travis Kelce. How do you think that this Texans defense, who, and Kelce has been a Texans killer for his career, how do you think they hold up? Have they finally figured this out? Are they going to be able to hold him down? I mean, you're not going to stop him. Are they going to be able to contain him as bad as that secondary has been?
Right. Like you said, they're not going to stop him. Bill O'Brien even was asked that same question this week, and he said, I think he's like, oh, well, he's a total game changer. You know, he's one of the best in the league. So I think they'll play against him better than they have tight ends in the past, but I still think with Mahomes throwing the ball, any receiver or tight end they have is going to be a threat, and I think especially Kelce is so good.
So how much does your perspective of this game change in the event that Tyreek Hill plays?
I think a lot, just because of, like you said, the secondary has struggled. That's the part of the team that you maybe don't feel the best about. And I saw Jonathan Joseph was added to the injury report today with a hamstring injury. He's listed as questionable. Wouldn't surprise me if he played. But I think the secondary is probably the way that if you take away one of their best receivers, that gives the Texans a huge advantage.
Yeah, last week Texans had some success running the ball against that Falcons defense. Carlos Hyde had 60 yards rushing. Duke Johnson had another 59 in the run game alone. Take out Deshaun Watson's 47. I mean, I know they still count, but you know, 120 yards between your two running backs. This is a Chiefs team giving up 155. I said I felt like that was going to be one of the keys, is being able to run the ball and establishing that dominance up front against that Chiefs front seven. What say you about their ability to run the football against the Chiefs?
I totally agree. I think that's something, yes, Deshaun Watson can throw the ball, and they showed last week that he's very good at it, but I'm sure the Texans saw what the Colts did against the Chiefs and what teams have done to the Chiefs' run defense this year and feel pretty good about the duo they have. Now, I talked to Carlos Hyde this week, and he said he was kind of joking, but he said this game is a little personal because he obviously spent the off season in Kansas City, and he told us that it wasn't Andy Reid or the GM who told him that he was traded. It was someone he doesn't even know who it was. He still doesn't know. So I think he said he's a little more amped up for this game, and so I think that, on top of how the Chiefs defense has done against the run this year, I think this could be a big game for Carlos Hyde.
I saw a headline on ESPN that you wrote where it said, what separates Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes? One huge stat. Now, I will admit I didn't have a chance to click on the article and read it. I think I have an idea of what that stat might be. You want to clue in the listeners as to what the point of the article was?
Yeah, so Deshaun was telling us that he thinks he and Mahomes are pretty similar. But one of the ways they're vastly different is how they were protected. Deshaun Watson was sacked 62 times last year. Patrick Mahomes was sacked 26 times. Mm. It's crazy. That's the fourth best protection in the league. Now, I'm not saying that Watson is better if he's in the Chiefs system or Mahomes is not as good if he's in Houston. We don't know that. But certainly it doesn't hurt to have all the time in the world to throw, which Deshaun saw. He wasn't sacked for only the second time in his career last week, and we saw what he did with that time to throw.
We can't forget the performance that Will Fuller had in that game. I mean, how is he feeling? How does the team feel? What do you expect from him on the field from an offensive standpoint?
He said that he feels better as we go through the weeks. He said his knee still gets a little stiff. I mean, I think some people forget that he's coming off an ACL surgery, and he tore it in October, October 26th, I think. So we're still not even a year removed from that. So he said as he gets more time, he feels a little bit better. Now, I don't know that we'll see what we saw last week, only because I think teams are going to realize they can't just double Hopkins because Will Fuller will make them pay. And give Deshaun Watson throwing the football, they can make a lot of guys pay, regardless if he's throwing out. But especially when you have someone as fast as Will Fuller who can get behind safeties, and he had three touchdowns. So I think we'll see maybe more, a bigger game from Hopkins because teams will realize they can't just double him, and maybe Will Fuller will come back down to earth a little bit because of that.
I don't know if you saw it, Sarah. Last week after the game, there was a picture of Deshaun Watson. He was sitting with Jalen Ramsey here in Houston, and I know a lot was made about that. I don't know. Has anybody asked about that picture? Has anybody brought up the fact that are they still looking for secondary help, and are they going to go out and try to make a move?
No, no one asked about that. It wouldn't surprise me when he's been trying guys out, but the Jaguars are certainly not going to trade Ramsey inside the division to the Texans. But I will admit, when I saw that after the game, I was driving back from NRG, and one of the other reporters called me and asked me if I'd seen it. And we quickly found out that Ramsey was in Houston to see a back specialist, but at the time, I was like, what is going on? Like, there's no way the Jaguars are going to make this trade, but this is pretty crazy because it certainly is right now, you know, because Deshaun is wearing the same clothes he had when we talked to him after the game.
Yeah, and you know what? At first, I thought it was Photoshopped. I'm not going to lie. I was like, ah, that's fake. That's got to be fake. But they had the Cowboy game in the back, and I was like, look, I'm good at Photoshop. I could make that look real, too, all right? But I think the part that maybe, you know, I thought, oh, well, isn't the first time that Ramsey has had comments about the Texans. I think, remember, at the beginning of the year, he's like, oh, all the stars are going to play in Houston or something like that. He put the, you know, the emoji eyes and all that. So it's not like he hasn't commented on this team before. Obviously, the Jags aren't stupid enough to move him within the division, and obviously, the Texans don't have enough resources. But to pull off a trade like that, but it makes you wonder down the road if you might not see something like that happen in free agency.
Oh, absolutely! I've actually had that conversation with a couple of people, and Ramsey's made it clear that he'd be interested in playing here. He's talked how good Hopkins is. I know Hopkins really respects him. So, yeah, absolutely. When he's a free agent, it wouldn't surprise me if the Texans were interested and he was interested in coming here.
All right, we're speaking with Sarah Barshop here on ESPN 97.5. Before we let you go, what is your pick? What do you expect from this game? Do you have a score if you have one?
I picked the Chiefs to win, I believe. I think I picked 38-31 or something like that. I mean, to me, what would be fun to watch is just to watch Mahomes and Watson go back and forth, trade touchdowns. I think I've been told by multiple players that Arrowhead is a really loud place to play, and that will make it challenging for the Texans. And I think Mahomes is just so good, and we've seen this how this Texans secondary has played this year. So I'll give the edge to the Chiefs, but I think it should be a fun one on Sunday.
No surprise, the over-under 55.5 before we let you go. Largest over-under this week, well, when I put this together. You taking the over or the under in that? You said 38-31, so it sounds like you're going way over, huh?
I'm picking the over, and maybe that's just because that's exactly what I want to see. I want to see a lot of offense.
I'm with you on that. I want to have some fun. Sarah Barshop, ESPN. Sarah, how can the folks get a hold of you on Twitter?
At Sarah Barshop on Twitter.
There you go. Sarah, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
All right, Sarah Barshop, ESPN beat writer for ESPN.com, at Sarah Barshop on Twitter. Hit her up if you have Texans questions. She'll be happy to answer them.